Jesse, Jalas, and Claire Burns are looking for love.
Jesse, Claire, you're beautiful, you're funny. How could you be single? And we said,
things are going well. It's going to be good. We're good?
No such thing as love.
Hello and welcome to No Such Thing as Love. I'm Claire Burns.
And I'm Jesse Jalas, and you're listening.
Happy post-hurricane.
Oh my God, happy post-hurricane to you.
Thank you.
How was your hurricane?
It was fine. I walked out and about in it, and that was annoying. But you know what? Yeah. No, you know, just being sweaty and wet is I'll take that over any damage or concerns.
Absolutely. You know, a puddle is a puddle is a puddle.
Right? Thank you for knowing that.
You're welcome.
Whether it's in my armpit or on my foot. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was pretty gross. But, you know, thunderstorms get me, like, talk about romantic.
Somewhat, you know?
It depends
on how they are if they're in the distance.
I think at any time.
Well, think back to, and we might have talked about this already, but think back when I was hanging out at your place a few weeks ago and that lightning, like,
I would have leapt into your arms if you were. It would have been very romantic.
Frightening / romantic.
It would have been romantic. I'm telling you.
Well.
That's all I'm saying.
So, you know, happy romance weekend then, I guess.
Happy romantic Henri. Weekend.
Thank you.
Yeah. Was yours romantic?
Thank you. Yes, I did nothing. That's not true. I kicked it off Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
With a visit with Bubbles.
Bubbles is back, baby.
Thank you. Bubbles is back. For those of you who aren't familiar with Bubbles, his name is Bubbles because he has a cat named Bubbles.
Right.
Which is just adorable. He also was number two on my field meetup.
He left you with souvenirs, as we said.
And he left me with bruised breasts and a very noticeable hickey.
And those were the souvenirs I was talking about.
That you were talking about. So just to confirm. So we have, you know, we chatted for a little bit back. That was back in, I want to say, like March.
Isn't that
when
funny?
We first met up? And then, you know, we tried to reschedule a couple times, but then his schedule annoyed me, aka he wasn't available when I was. So then I was like, over it.
Forget it. Yeah.
And it also wasn't like, mind blow, you know, like it wasn't. Also, I had Suvies, so I was like, I don't know. Like, I need to. But my thought before was that I would like to meet up with him again, so I could be better at communicating, which again
is something I was working on.
So he, we laughed about it. Like, as in, okay, don't like squeeze my breast that hard, but also it's like me, well, you know, I'll say something in a second and then
absolutely
and then it's
time.
Done right. So anywho, all that to say, we tried again, and then he was like, hey, just checking in again, you know, like he's very nice to keep coming back. So I said, well, this is an easy one, let's do it. So he came over on Friday, and it was very sweet.
I can't stress that enough.
I cannot stress that enough. He's very kind.
Say no more.
Very sweet. Which typically I'm like, I don't do well with kind and sweet, but I think I needed a kind and sweet. I think it was the right time for that.
I think that honestly we all need kind and sweet.
I know. And yet we run from it because we don't want ourselves to, we're not worthy of it.
Happiness.
But
he was kind and sweet.
He's very kind and sweet. He remembered things from before.
No. From March?
From March. I remembered things from before.
It came back.
Thank you. So we had a nice visit.
What a great visit it
was. Thank you. Charlie was thrilled for him to be there. So like was hanging out and talking to him. Lucy was nowhere to be seen, as we expect. Yeah. he also was talking about getting Bubbles a friend. Oh. And so then, you know, I talked for an hour about how he needs to get a second cat.
Absolutely.
And I talked about their introduction. It was a whole thing. So I was very chatty. Exciting. And then I realized at one point, like, all right, we can move on from that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm too excited about this topic.
That is exciting, though.
Yeah. So we make out, like, again, it's not like our kissing styles aren't exactly the same, if you will. It's not horrible, but it's not.
You're not matching up.
Not matching up. It's a lot more tongue.
It's a lot more tongue. He likes tongue, and you don't like as much tongue.
Well, I like it as an additive, not as the main.
I like it as a condiment.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Absolutely. And I'm a sauce gal, so I like sauce, but not too much sauce. Not too much.
I don't want the sauce to be
the dish,
the first on the call list. You know what I mean?
Like, it can't be.
We can't. It just needs to be something that, I mean, it heightens it tremendously.
Oh my God.
But I don't need it to be there the entire time. So that is maybe somewhere where we don't agree.
Where you differ. Because he could eat sauce for a whole meal and I never would.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't.
You couldn't.
I need more texture. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
More mouthfeel.
Protein.
protein. So we move on to the bed. Yeah. We're not wasting time. And that is one thing that I both appreciate and doesn't help my excitement, right?
No.
I appreciate because I know that he will be gone soon. AKA, I can just get back to my lazy day.
Okay. Right? Absolutely.
He drove, and so he had a 2-hour meter.
Well, you got a window.
So
sure.
It's like, okay, so then there's very little foreplay.
Boo.
I know you don't. I mean, let me clarify. There's
no foreplay.
Yeah. There's literally none. No, there was a little bit. I mean, he was very quick to be like we moved to the bed, we're making out, and then it's like, and let's take off all of our clothes. Immediately. You know, there's no like teasing or little
you
by
got
little
to.
Or whatever. Which again, time is ticking. Maybe I talked about the cats too long. Who knows?
Okay. Oh, but you talked the cats was pre.
Yeah, we were chatty for a good 30 plus minutes.
Oh,
which
okay.
Think,
we've got time. We've got time.
And then, yeah, so he was generous. You know, that's where the tongue is a good thing.
He's so nice.
He's nice.
He's kind.
He's a kind. He's a giver. Thank you. And then when I attempted to return the favor, he stopped me pretty soon because he supposedly could not handle it.
Honestly, that's my dream.
I love it. It's truly one of my favorite things.
That's
I excite you too much. I'm so sorry.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So then we, you know, have the relations. But, and it was fine. It was okay. It was, I definitely was more communicative. I was leading more with position and then he would lead back and then I would, you know, so it was good in that way that it was like, okay, that was the whole task at hand for me, right?
Absolutely.
To be better about communicating in the actual moment. And I did, I mentioned it before, I did before we started making out, I said, hey, you gave me a hickey last time. So let's avoid the neck. He was like, I wasn't even up on your neck. And I was like, well, I'm apparently my skin is sensitive. So what the least
sensitive.
Amount of time that you spent up there, it did happen.
It did happen.
He was like, I know it's on your boobs. I was like, yeah, I definitely got bruised,
also,
but that's okay.
Thank you for bringing that up.
Thank you. He was so apologetic about the hickey. And I was like, it's fine. I'm just like, let's not go there this time. Like,
let's
be aware.
Yeah.
I have a shoot on Tuesday. I simply can't. You know, like,
I don't want to talk to the makeup artist about it.
Right. I'm like, let's just keep everything where clothing would cover. Okay.
Absolutely.
So he was very, he did not go up near the neck, that's for sure. But
I appreciate that.
So physically,
yeah,
it wasn't awesome.
Okay.
But ego and
mentally
it was awesome because he was so complimentary.
Yeah.
He was so, like, he wouldn't stop talking about, like, how hot I was and how whatever. So I was like, I'm loving life. Like, I don't have to be fulfilled physically when I'm getting.
I really don't. I've never needed that.
Like, tell me again how gorgeous I am.
Oh, my God.
How, quote unquote, perfect my body is. Thank you. Who doesn't love to hear that?
This is a man.
He's so nice.
Who knows what he's doing.
He knows what he's doing.
Every man should do. It's so nice to do that, isn't it?
It is. Like, how amazing did I feel?
And the thing is, it wasn't his first time. He knew what he signed up for, and he was pumped to be back.
I mean, he kept showing up saying, hey, remember me anytime.
Anytime.
Yeah. And he was somewhat apologetic by the speed. In which he
was so completed. Claire, you're so hot.
He said, I make him feel like a teenage boy. And I said, well, I'm sure you say that to all the girls, but I'll take it. Thank you. So, yeah, it truly was like. He was just so nice and so complimentary that it truly fulfilled something that I needed.
Absolutely.
Is somewhat embarrassing to say, but it is
no
absolute truth.
Why is that embarrassing? I go on dating apps just for people to say nice things.
Well, I know that. I mean, that's the whole thing. It's like I knew, like, I wasn't that excited about meeting up with him again because it was like, well, it wasn't that great. Like, we didn't really match physically, but yet it was. Except because he's easy to talk to. He's very nice. He's very. What's interesting is that he is so. He almost feels a little insecure to me in the sense that he's like
nothing better than an
insecure
man.
Thank you so much for letting me have sex with you. And I was like, thanks for having sex with me. I was like, it was great. Yeah, good.
Oh God. Yeah.
And that he's like. He had trimmed his chest hair and he was like, hey, what do you think about, hey, you know, the trimming.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I mean, it's up to you, whatever, like, are you more comfortable with that or whatever? I was like, I don't, as long as you're happy with it. And he was like, I don't like a lot of hair. I was like, great. Then shave it, you know, like trim it, whatever. So we talked about that for, you know, but, and then at one point, he was like, oh, I got to check my timer because, again, we have 2 hours. So he, like, jumped up real quick to look at his phone. And then when we sat back, he was like, okay, I have 20 minutes. It was like, great. And then he, like, laid back down.
Cuddle time.
So
you got
nice.
Cuddle time, too.
Got cuddle time.
That's really important.
Which was very nice.
You know how expensive cuddle time can be.
$100 an hour. Thank you so much.
Exactly. So you could even instruct him.
I told him that I went to, he was like, what? So we talked about that for a little bit.
I also
took a mental note in that moment that I was cuddling with him with how comfortable it was to cuddle with him naked, you know, and like my hand was comfortable. Like I was rubbing his arm, rubbing his chest, whatever. I felt so comfortable in comparison to when I went to the cuddler and I was stiff as a board and so hyper aware of everything.
I've always said this though. It's so much easier post.
Oh, well, of course.
If like you had cuddled at the beginning, it's like, but once you've like.
I still would have been more comfortable than I was with the cuddler just because I'm like, I know where this is leading.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the thing. But post.
Post.
Post for sure. It's like, whatever.
It's a lot easier.
We've all, we've seen
I've seen everything.
We've seen it all.
And I've touched.
Thank you. Indeed. So, but like when he lay back down, I was kind of on the side. He was like, oh, sorry, let me move so you can get like, so nice.
He's really kind, honestly.
He's really kind.
I like him for you.
He's really nice. Well, I don't see a future, but see maybe another meetup or two. Like,
I think so.
When I need, I mean,
for compliments?
For compliments alone.
I would. I don't know why we wouldn't. Are we above it? No.
I'm not above it. And I'm here to say.
I've never been above it.
I need compliments.
I know.
And I think it definitely was nice after my first meetup was 6'10". Because remember the first meetup when I felt nothing?
Yeah, he didn't give any compliments.
No, I could. not a compliment could be found. No. I was really just a generic older white woman in the upper west
side. Like that.
Like it was a little,
yeah,
not great. I mean, our second meetup was much better, but still,
yeah,
it was really nice to just be like, it kind of went back to that. Like, I needed it, I wanted it, and it fulfilled something that I needed.
Oh, yeah.
But I did feel that feeling of back in the day where I felt like sex was a gift that I gave people.
Wow. Absolutely.
Like, but that's very detached, right? Like,
yeah,
it's a use of my body. I wasn't receiving much of it. You know,
yeah,
like it was a little
you.
Bit of that. Yeah. I was, again, I was better about trying to, you know, move things or articulate when I wanted something different or adding something or whatever. I was so much better about that.
Yeah.
There still wasn't a ton of, dare I say, time to really get in there. You know what I mean? But so that was so much better for me. In general, it wasn't just completely detached, like, you're welcome, here I am. But there was a little bit of that feeling afterwards. But I didn't feel, like, fully detached, which is nice.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
And hopefully you kept coming back when he complimented you and stuff.
Yeah, I loved it.
That's really nice.
I really did. Thank you for knowing. There's nothing like when you're feeling a little
down. Say, what do you say when they say that? When he said that? When he's like, yeah, well, how do you respond to that? I'm just curious.
I'm trying to think of the different ways I responded. I mean, I think I hate to immediately respond and be like, oh, you're hot, you know, because then it doesn't feel right.
Too.
Doesn't feel justified. I giggle and smile. I'm like,
say, that's what I do. I always laugh and then I go in for the kiss. Like,
absolutely. Absolutely. Like,
yeah. Yeah. It's like, oh my God.
Smile.
Stop.
I
I'm practically like, stop.
Right? Like,
but non verbally.
Stop. Yeah.
Like, keep going.
Yeah. I have. There have been, like, once we're further into the number of compliments and I'm feeling more confident. Then I will be like, yeah, you want it, or yeah, you like it, or yeah, or you think so, or that kind of like a little bit more of a
it's like a banter
tease.
Play.
It is a bit of
it's
a banter.
A banter play.
It's a request
that
for
I
more
could never.
Is.
I could never do. Oh, it is a request.
It
I don't
request
get it. I don't get that. Yeah.
There is. Yeah. I mean, you got to be feeling very confident at that point.
I can't.
You know.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, it's fun because then just the act of saying it makes you feel hotter, right? Makes you feel sexier, makes you feel like more. But that's, I mean, it's definitely one of those where you're not worried about what they're going to think or any of that. You know, it's like, yeah, I'm fucking hot. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
duh. Yeah, duh, dude.
But then I will
duh.
Try to throw in like a compliment towards them when they're not. Immediately after they say something, after
absolutely
he says something, you know what I mean, like I'll throw it in
once we've
later.
All forgotten
right like this isn't an obligatory response.
No.
This is just a voluntary, like, perfectly
I just
timed
thought of it.
Statement.
I just thought of it. It just came to me even as I saw you in this light, in this lighting,
like something shifted and then I said that's what I'll say. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So anywho, so it was nice. And then off he went. And and then I ordered Shake Shack and watched TV. So,
what a
because he came over
night.
At like 4.
That's a beautiful
So it was
thing.
Even better. So I had my whole night.
Yeah, that's really nice.
Yeah. So that was good. So that was my Friday. And then the rest of the weekend, I did nothing. But that's fine.
That's
okay.
Totally fine. That's a successful weekend.
Thank
still.
You for that. What You're happened welcome. With you this weekend / end of last week?
Okay. So something funny did happen to me.
Please tell.
Okay. So I was, okay, because not that anyone forgot, but some of us might have forgotten. Mr. Rain lives
near in me. The neighborhood.
In the neighborhood, yeah. Like Mr. Rogers would say. And I had never seen him before, obviously.
Like in the wild. I mean,
in the wild, yeah. So it was like a Thursday or Wednesday. I don't even remember. I had just gone to the Halloween store. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Can I ask why?
It had just opened and I love Halloween. And I was getting ideas for my apartment and clothes. And it was a whole fun time. I love a costume store.
Huh? Oh, I know you love a costume store, but I have never really associated Halloween necessarily with you. Because there are some people who are very big into like Halloween, pumpkins and scary and whatever, whatever. That's not necessarily the excitement. Right.
I'm reconnecting with my inner child. And mm-hmm. so my inner child does love Halloween. And I do. I'm really excited about it. I just like had become an adult that never did anything and thought it was a weird holiday.
I feel like that's a personal attack on me, but
it is. And that's only because it is.
Yes. No, I love
it. But it's very fun. I love dressing up. I mean, that's what we do professionally, so of course you
no,
it's
I
like
know. I think that's
to dress
why
up.
I don't love it so much
cost well why most of the time we're dressed up as 40-year-old women who are nervous. It's like I
okay,
like to be
how
a,
dare
a,
you speak
it's like I'd rather be a mermaid, you know,
that's
or
so
a cat
funny.
But you know what I mean,
in so many
it's
ways
like, you never get to dress up in fantasy, really.
I think what
that's neither here nor there. What I'm saying is I love the Halloween store because they have fun, cool things and want to just open up near me.
So you know it's fun, cool, new stuff. You had to go check it out.
Well, I was excited to check it out. I thought, well, I'm probably not going to find anything. I found so much stuff. And I was trying to go easy, okay? So I've got 3 Halloween bags in my hand. I'm feeling top of the world. Oh, I'm also wearing an outfit I had worn the last time. No one cares about this, but the last time I saw him, but it never got to go out. So I was like, remember that outfit I loved?
I don't hate that. No, people care about that because we all get it. Like we recycle
okay, cool.
things and we expect that people will notice, but I guarantee.
Yeah.
He didn't, but go ahead.
But so I'm coming back. I've got like a, you know, stride in my step. I am sweating though, and I have a mask on my chin, but I'm like, it's fine, I'm almost home. I'm sort of like staring off into space thinking about all the things I got, blah 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 blah. And then all of a sudden in the distance I see this guy walking towards me, and he has a similar walk.
Interesting.
And I'm like, that's so funny, because you know who else walks that way? That guy that I know. Mr. Rain. And then I was like, how interesting that even kind of
looks like, exactly like him.
Looks like him, but like I don't think it's him, because like, you know, I've thought I've seen him.
I bet
many times.
Yeah, in the
it's
neighborhood.
It's never him.
Yeah,
exactly. So I'm like, Jesse, stop. It's not him.
I'm sure.
Okay,
I'm sure
as
it's
this
not.
Man gets closer and closer, and then I was like, psych, that is
guess
him.
What? It's him.
That actually is
it him.
Him
bitch.
So then, yeah, So then we're both like, huh. How are you? Like, we haven't really talked this week.
Okay.
Or like,
so has your communication changed?
Well, it's definitely slowed down.
Okay.
And I don't remember. Let me check my texts. I don't remember what day. Okay. I guess Monday he had checked in with me.
Okay. And then this was like, oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So then on Monday, he was stressed about this tournament.
Okay.
So it was like, okay, I'll see you on Sunday.
Okay. So like, great, we'll see each other
Sunday.
So, but before you weren't really chatty. You weren't texting
a
lot.
We're not chatty.
You're not chatty. So you just were texting more because you were seeing each other more frequently, maybe.
I guess.
Okay. Because you're not very chatty on the text.
And we're not
with
talking
them.
About our life really ever.
Right. So it's more
think.
Of like confirming when you'll see each other next. And because you had a whole week in between.
Yeah. Sometimes it's like when he tries to start it, it's like, hey, how are you? How are you? Good, good. So what do you like? It's yeah. like, and then we just get to the point. No one.
Okay.
So anyhow, we had talked on Monday about seeing each other Sunday. So then it was like, okay, that was a long time.
That's
normally
a long,
it's like,
yeah.
But so I was like, whatever. I mean, I wasn't even thinking about it. Then I bumped into him and it was like, hey, it just like felt funny. I don't even know.
Well, you saw him out in the wild.
It was in the wild. He was wearing a muscle tee on his way to the gym. It's true.
And when you say muscle tee, you mean a very tight t-shirt?
Or like, I guess like it's cut off.
A sleeveless.
Like a tank.
I think some would call it a tank. But you could call it a cut off t-shirt or something. I don't know.
It was something like that.
Okay. But at least he was going to the gym and it wasn't just his choice of attire.
No, thank God. Uh-huh. Thank God. But, you know, it was like, I mean, I think I even said like, or he said, I was like, you're going to the gym. Like he looked like he was going to the gym.
Right.
And then I was like, I just went to the Halloween store. So we both are
living our best lives.
Bettering our lives, you know. And he was like, do you want to show me what you got or show me on Sunday? Which is sweet. And it's only because sometimes when he is over, I can't help but show him things because like I just like to show and tell things. It's not like I think he's ever interested. It's like, oh, you want to see what I got?
I don't fucking care. No, that doesn't matter. I think that's a huge thing. Because he knows you enjoy that. So he does. Saying, okay, do you want to do that thing you enjoy? I'm happy to receive. You know, like.
yeah.
So that's very nice.
It was really nice. And I was like, no, that's okay. I have to like, that's okay or whatever. Yeah. And then it was like, okay, bye. And then he kissed me goodbye.
I'm sorry. Where did he kiss you?
On my lips.
Okay.
And I thought that it just made me feel like, oh my God, what?
Okay.
I'm single according to the neighborhood Bodega guys. They know that.
But they just saw you get kissed on the lips in the street with a man
showing
his arms.
I know.
Daytime. Interesting. Daytime. Did it become slow motion when he started coming towards your lips, or was it so fast you didn't realize what was happening? Like, did you say, oh, no, lips. Like, you didn't have time to turn your head, or were you just like.
I said to myself, I'm not gonna. I mean, knowing me, I probably would have accidentally, like, saluted goodbye or something. So, I don't know. I think I was, like, probably just talking. Because whenever I'm anxious, I talk. So, I was probably like, it's nothing's important in the bag. Honestly, it's a skull here. It's a it's a winged bat there. Like, and I'm sure he was like, okay, well, you can show me on Sunday. And then it just kind of happened.
Okay.
And then I was like, bye. Like, and then I was just walking home looking like, yeah, like, what?
Interesting. So do you feel like, was it the public display or did you feel like that was too advanced in whatever this relationship is? Like, is it warranted for him to kiss you on the lips?
I don't know. Claire, I think my issue is like, I think that my issue is street stuff, like hand holding.
You don't do
and
well.
Like, a kiss on the lip, hello, goodbye. I normally consider for someone I should feel like totally secure with and like somebody who's like, I don't know. I guess I would save that for somebody important in my life or something.
I was going to say, because you just said you would feel secure. You feel secure with him. Like it's not, but it's also
not secure in a like.
You mean like a long-term loving relationship? Like you've said, I love you.
Yeah, like I'm trying to think of people that I like used to hug and kiss hello or goodbye. Like, isn't that family? I don't know. I guess I never.
Well, let me ask
really...
you that. I mean, it's also running into someone in public is kind of a random thing. But let's just assume maybe if you ran into Mr. Bagel.
I wouldn't love that.
I mean, I'm saying like back in the day when you were seeing him.
But that was different, I think.
Because that was more of a relationship.
Yeah. And it was, okay. I mean, not only was it more of a relationship because it was like during COVID where we both were like, we're not seeing other people. Like we just knew it was like.
That was an actual relationship.
I remember I strolled around the neighborhood like with walking the dog where I was always like, wow. Like it always felt that way that, I mean, it was still weird for my body to even accept that.
Right.
But like.
It's
that same freak out I had with Cue Ball when he was on the phone when we were going on like the third date. Yeah. And he just like kissed me on the lips hello. And I was like, in what world is this happening?
It's very, I think it's very interesting. The public displays. Things in public, not
it's different too if it's like on a date where I'm like, this is your time. You know what I mean? Where I'm like, this is our time together. So like, sure, if you want to like hold hands walking back, or if you want to like,
wait, you're okay with that?
What?
You're okay with holding hands on a date?
I'm trying to be more okay with
it. You're trying to be more. I was like, that's not something that has been.
I mean, I don't. I don't do it with him.
Right.
With Mr. Rain.
Well, you also don't go out much with him.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's the other thing. It's like we don't go out that much. That it's like, well, it's mostly just in my apartment. So.
Right.
So, but I run into him. That happens. I'm like, okay. I mean, what's funny is I'm sure if he had pat me on the back goodbye, I would be telling you a whole different story.
Well, I was about to say, what is the ideal goodbye?
I don't know.
That's the interesting thing.
It really is.
Yeah.
It just made me think about stuff, I think, or just like feel a little odd.
You were just very aware of it.
Because our relationship has really become clearer to me.
Yeah.
In the fact that it's obviously slowed down, it pretty much only exists in my apartment.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it just doesn't feel.
It's not a well developed relationship. It is a comfortable, like, friends with benefits almost.
Right. It's kind of a physical friends like relationship. So I guess that's why a kiss on the lips on the street feels so not what we're doing.
It's more intimate. Yeah.
And then I do have a follow-up to this. I do.
Please explain.
So then Sunday, it was like, see you Sunday type thing.
Right,
and
right.
And then yesterday was Sunday. And we were like texting, but I was like, I don't really know what's happening. I don't know what time he's coming. Like, I have just like no information.
So it was just like general. It was, again, that effort of, hey, how you doing or whatever.
Yeah, it was that thing. And then it was like, how was your tournament? Like talking about that. And then I was like, so are like, what's the plan for later? Are you coming out over later? And then he was like, I can't tonight.
Oh.
And here are like other nights I could, which I was immediately like, you know me. I hate a last minute change. I really do. And I was like, oh, like here I am thinking this whole time.
Mm-hmm.
This was like good to go. And
right. Did it seem just like offhand that he was like, oh yeah, yeah, by the way, I can't do tonight. Like, as opposed to, hey, so sorry to tell you.
Well, I was the one, I'll read it. Cause sometimes I misread misread things, but
remember differently.
Like remember a little differently. I said, did you still want to hang out tonight? And then he said, do you still want to hang out? And he said, I do, but not tonight. I have a few errands to run and it's going to suck in this rain or whatever. So,
okay.
And then suggested two other times. But I was
upset.
How
early in the day was that? Or how late in the day?
Oh, it was 6:50. It was night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was like night.
But I will also say, like, historically, he has come over at midnight. He's come over at 10. So it isn't like.
Yeah, I wasn't that stressed. I mean, I think because we were talking at like 5.
Okay.
As well.
Okay.
And then I think I was expecting him to be like, because it was like, oh, talking about this, talking about that. I was like, he's going to bring up later at some point. And then he didn't. And then at 6,
you
I was
like,
is this happening?
Okay.
Yeah. So,
what bothered you about that?
Okay, so wait. So then I'm going to get to it. So then he says, like, he can't do that night or tonight, which I'm already, like, upset and I'm feeling fired up or whatever.
There she goes.
You know me. Or, like, I'm fired up because it's like, oh, wow. I guess I've just, I thought that was a plan.
Mm-hmm.
So I get affected by, like, plans changing, but I was like, okay, like, that's fine. Good luck with whatever tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then, this is what pisses me off. I will say that. Because then he says, I miss you. And here's the thing.
Okay.
And I don't want anybody to say anything other than that, because here's the thing.
Okay.
We don't text. Okay. There is no, like, he doesn't know what's going on with my week. Like, he doesn't know what's going on in my life. Like, really, even.
Right.
And, like, I ran into him Thursday. Like, we didn't text. I just need that to be clear, because, like, I miss you. I think probably has feelings for people that it has for me, which is, like, those are really special words.
Yeah.
That I would think that somebody would say. First of all, I would never say it, like, unless I literally was in love. Like, I'll say I miss you and I love you at the same time. Okay.
Okay.
Because, like, when you miss someone, it's like you really care about them, is how I see it.
Okay. Interesting.
I essentially, he was like, I can't tonight, but another night. And I was just like, oh, okay. Like, I'll have to check on those, but good luck with work is pretty much what I said, which was like, okay. And bye.
Yeah.
And then it was like, he was like, oh, it's not for work, it's for this. I miss you. Which then I'm like, to me, it felt like it's like a Hail Mary. You know what I'm saying?
You know,
like,
I can't disagree
with
the timing of it.
A Hail Mary.
I don't understand the importance of it, or like the weight
there
behind
is none
it.
There's none. There can't be.
Well, I'm saying, I mean, obviously I see his use of it is it's insignificant in comparison to the way you think of it.
Significant. Well, it's insignificant and also can't be true. Where it's like, do you?
Well, I know it doesn't seem sincere.
It's not sincere, which is what kind of pissed me off.
Yeah.
Because I have no problem.
Just like, okay,
like,
we'll meet up whenever. Don't
exactly,
pretend.
Exactly. Exactly. Where I'm like, okay, we'll talk when we talk. Then no big deal. Like,
right.
I don't care. But now I have a problem because you're saying I miss you. And so it just hurt my heart. It really did. It hurt my little heart.
Now, why did it hurt your heart?
I think it made me feel like I want somebody to say that and mean it. And I'm sad that this guy is just saying it.
Okay.
It made me long for the idea of somebody saying to me, I miss you.
And actually meaning it not as a Hail Mary so that you don't get annoyed by me.
Right. So it just it put a bad taste in my mouth and kind of made me feel like sad.
Yeah. I hear ya. I mean, I say I miss you to friends all the time.
But I bet you really miss them.
But I do miss them.
So, like, that's
I'm trying to think of when I've said I miss you to someone that I didn't really mean. And I can't think of a time. I'm positive I have said it. I'm positive I've said it when I didn't fully mean it. But I know it's been said to me and hasn't been fully. I don't think, I'm trying to think of like guys that I've said that to and I can't.
I don't say those words until I mean it.
I know Toxic has said that to me.
Well, I bet he
many
has.
Times, but that is a tool.
It's a tool.
It's a manipulation.
And that's, I don't want to start
versus
thinking that way.
Yeah.
Although it does feel manipulative. I think that's the problem I'm having with it too.
It's tricky because I don't like the idea of manipulation is like means it's, I think it's calculating. Yeah. It's like, oh, I'm going to use this so that I can get this from someone, right? Without them understanding. And I doubt it's that calculating for Mr. Rain to say. I do think that Toxic used it in that way. Like, he was using words to get what he wants.
But how is that different?
I think it's just an awareness.
He's using words to get what he wants. Mr. Rain does not miss me.
It's hard because my instinct is to say, but isn't it possible that he can miss you a little bit but still not as much as like we think? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
No.
Okay.
No. I mean, it just, to me, it's not really, I can't miss something that I don't even really know.
Okay, so then there's a difference, right? Because you're saying that he can't miss you because he doesn't know you or what's going on. Why can't, could someone just miss you physically? Like, no, could he miss just, but I mean, is it possible that someone could, like, I miss that physical feeling that I have with that person and an easy time that
it's
I have
a little
with that
different
person.
It's, I think it's different to say I miss you to someone who lives three blocks away and you just don't want to go out in the rain. Like, like I'm like I could miss you, saw you when I was literally coming back from the Halloween
right.
store. Like I, it's just a little, it just doesn't feel at all.
Yeah. I think there are two, I think there are two questions that I, or two like areas of discussion, because I think there's definitely, I do not disagree that his use of I miss you in that time it didn't seem credible or sincere. Or whatever, because it is, it's, it doesn't, no.
It was out of like, nowhere, no. I felt like.
But on the other hand, not necessarily associated to him and the timing in which he said that, do you understand how someone could miss you, let's just say, even though you don't feel like you have as strong a connection with them or not? Like, could someone miss spending time with another person?
No, I would have worded it differently. Like, okay. I just, I can't, it's like saying I love you. He could love parts of me. It's like, he's not going to say like, love you. I love your spot. It's like,
I
no.
love your body.
Yeah, I think no. I don't think I'm going to let that slide. Okay. I think it's like, no, I can't. Okay. I simply, it's just too like out there for me.
Yeah.
To get on board with.
I mean, I think I see the option of like, I miss the way I feel when I'm with you. But then
that's another like kind of huge statement.
It's a huge statement, but I'm saying that could be the feeling behind it, but saying I miss you. You know what I mean? It has nothing. No. It doesn't have a lot to do with you. It has more to do how they feel when they're with you.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
It's hard.
I don't know. I'm just thinking of like all the backing or the use of the term. I miss you.
I hear you. I think that it did set it like kind of set me off into a weird, just like, what the hell is happening? And it's interesting because then he proposed two other times and I was like, okay, I have to check. And I don't want to see him now because it's like I'm kind of pissed off or something, but okay. I don't know if this is like just weird in my head. But this is the other thing. I think that Mr. Rain is making me think about how much I want somebody to care about me and how clear it is to me that we are not those people for each other.
Right.
And so spending time with him is like kind of a waste of both of our times.
Okay.
Unless I have nothing going on.
Well, I think.
Or like, I thought it was fine when we were doing kind of like late night hangouts.
You could like hang out with a friend or do whatever you need to do. And then he could come over for physical fun.
I thought that was way better.
Well, and that's fine.
Yeah.
And I mean, that could continue. But I think it's really shining a light on what you want right now.
I know.
Right.
And yeah, I want somebody to say I miss you and I want to be like, I know that
I
they
know.
Do because I'm so fun.
And I also miss you. You know,
I'm like, a girl who goes to the Halloween store on a Thursday. OK.
In August.
Like that, that's me. Three bags. Claire, yeah. And I held myself back like
I have no doubt.
I'm fun.
You are fun. Well, I definitely think that the timing of him has been interesting.
Important. And he was important.
He has been a wonderful
switch.
Step. Because you met him after you were kind of getting tired of or over just the more physical meetups of Field.
Yeah.
And you knew you wanted more of a connection, then you happened to match on Tinder Bizarro.
Right. I know.
So it's kind of that in between, but And you also, I mean, you were saying a few weeks ago, like, you love how there doesn't have to be defined. Like, you're getting more comfortable with the idea of it not being defined. But inevitably, your relationship with someone, whether it heightens or it fades, it's going to shift over time, right? And so we know that we didn't necessarily want it to heighten with him.
Right. That's the thing. I do think, like, the more time I spend with him, the more I realize, like, he's a great friend with benefits. He's really, really great. He's perfect. But, you know, there isn't, it makes me miss, because sometimes when I'm with him, like, I'll feel
connected.
No.
Ah.
I'll feel that feeling of, like, it's kind of like before we're physical.
Yeah.
I'm like, we don't click. And then we get physical and I'm like, we click. Yeah. We really click. You know, and sometimes I think it, like, how I don't even know, but I think it's just. But yeah, it's like sometimes it is before that it's just like it's not there for us in the other way, which is, I think, also why. And I actually thought that's why I Miss You has really sent me, like, off the
edge.
I know,
right?
I am just like, how could he?
How dare he say that to me?
How dare he?
And here,
but
he
it also
an
again
innocent, kind statement.
But again, it did make me just realize it's like the same thing where I'm like, I think I do want somebody to get. I want to miss somebody, and I want someone to miss me.
That's not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. So
maybe we put him lower on the priority totem pole.
Exactly.
Right.
I think that's what it's got to be, because
that's the only like with a friend with benefits, for lack of a better classification. It's the only that can be a deterrent when you're like, I could put forth effort and, like, meet someone new or whatever.
Right.
Or I could just have him come over. You know, so that's what we want to avoid, is missing out on meeting someone new.
Yeah. And I think I have to be a little pickier, too. Like, I kind of want to be, you know, I say that. But I'm like, I want to pay attention. I want to be more thorough.
In what way?
I don't even know. I said it and I was like, I don't know. Because I'm going on a date tonight. I've already told Claire.
I'm very excited.
I'm going on a date tonight with this guy who is from Hinge, and he's very, like, has a really fun rapport, like, very funny.
Yeah.
But I was immediately just, like, annoyed with him today when it was like, I felt like I was like, what exactly are the plans?
Okay.
And then I felt like he like he was like, there are so many options, and then never responded. And I was like, what are the options? But then I did give an option, which is right by my house. So,
well,
sometimes,
listen,
what a blessing.
Yeah, that's the thing. And I also, I'm always coming in with a possibility, an alt possibility of what our first assumption is. And it is a Monday. He has a busy job, as a lot of people do. And so he might have just been quickly texting, but, like, not being able to put much thought into it then and there. So the fact that you've had good rapport until today, when it's like figuring out a plan, I think it's good that you're going to go, because he could be very charming in person.
He could be. And it's near my apartment, so that's great. Claire's seen pictures. It's going to go one of two ways, because he looks like two different people on his profile.
Honestly, I want you to go just for validation of what
he
actually looks like.
I'm going to go.
Because it is confusing to me. Because some of the pictures, I'm like, he's adorable. And he is this one person.
Then
a few other pictures, I'm like, wait.
Who's that guy, though? Who's that guy, though?
I know. So,
and that's the fear. But you know what?
What a gamble.
It's going to be a gamble. It's going to be fine.
And you just have to go down the block. So you're fine.
Yeah. So it is at least low stakes that way.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think that's good. I mean, I think it's good to be more, I mean, you were going on so many dates before, and I think
really
it was just more of a numbers and a filling space. And
then after, like, a pandemic, you know,
I know
I was just making up for some of the numbers I had lost.
Yeah. I get it.
I just think I'm looking for something in particular that I want to challenge myself to take time to, I don't know, make sure that I'm like maybe doing a better vetting job.
Yeah.
It's hard to say.
Yeah. But I think that's good because you're realigning with what you want.
Yeah.
Right?
Wait, did I tell you about the pool date?
No.
Oh my God. Breaking news, you guys. Not really. But last week I was talking to this guy on Hinge and I have that picture of me playing pool on my Hinge profile.
Okay.
Because I think it's fun. But sometimes, so this guy was like, do you play pool? And I was like, for fun? Like, I play with friends. And he's like, I love pool. I play pool all the time. And I was like, amazing. I am bad, just to make that clear.
Right.
But like, I have fun.
I think
fun.
The fact that you said, I had for fun. Yes, I said, I think that's clear.
But he was like, anyhow, then he's like, he was like, what level are you? And I'm like, oh, sorry. I'm like, before
levels.
Not a level. Like, I guess whatever's before levels. Like, I'm already like, this guy's way too good. I kept being like, just to reiterate, I'm not going to be good. Because he's like, let's play pool. And I'm like, okay, but I'm level -7,
right,
it sounds like. But he's like so excited to play pool because he plays pool. He like coaches people.
Wait, love that.
Yeah. So he's like, I was like, so you can coach me. And he was like, I can coach you with flirting. And I said, okay.
Okay. Like, so are you going to pay him with flirting?
No.
Or
it's okay. Like, I don't even know what that means. And then what's funny is I went on this date and no one flirted.
Oh,
so. I was like, I guess he meant just a session, but right.
But I'm not paying. I hope
it's free for me.
Free for you.
So yeah, I like meet up with him and it's very funny because he is like, he's like has a tattoo of pool. Like he's like,
of like a eight ball or what does he have a tattoo
of? Think it's like, he's like, what game of pool do you play? I'm like, pool. He's like, no, which one? And he's like telling me about this.
I'm so surprised that he'd want to play with someone who continuously says, I am not good at pool.
Claire. So then what's really funny is I like start to play. I'm like nervous though. I'm like, I really think this guy's so good and like I'm going to be bad. So we start to play and like it is very evident by almost immediately.
Yeah.
When like at his first shot, he was like, you might not get to hit again because it's like he's going to hit eight balls in a row.
Okay,
you know what
asshole.
I mean?
Okay.
Also, he's kind of an asshole.
Yeah,
is
that
the other
statement
part of it.
Is annoying.
And I was like, do it. Go for it. I want you to win. I've never been here for anything except for you winning today. Right. Like, I'm like, absolutely. And then
absolutely.
At one point, I was like, I forget what happened, but he's so good and I'm
of course
horrific and just getting worse out of stress.
Yeah, because he's not letting you play.
Yeah. And then he's like, I forget what he said, but he said something. And I was like, I told you I was bad.
Yeah.
And he was like, I thought you were kind of like kidding. Like, I thought you were going to say bad and show up and be like, okay.
What?
And I was like, no,
I don't lie. Like, I'm telling you.
I was like, I'm honest to a T.
Yeah.
And I am bad. And I am showing you what bad looks like.
Yeah.
Live.
In the flesh.
In the flesh. So.
But
I
so
mean,
was he
really,
like, oh, you're
it
not?
Was one of, it was one of the worst date. It was like one of a, it was a bad date because first of all, he was on his phone a lot, which was
rude. Oh, fuck
rude.
No.
I was like, he's texting people how bad I am. It's like literally what I thought. But
well,
I was
and
like.
And he made you feel insecure.
Horrible.
About that. Yeah, I don't
so,
like that
and by
at
the
all.
Way, when people make me feel nervous or insecure, I get worse.
Well, of course.
I then was
of
so
course.
Bad. I was like, well, I can't play. I
no.
can't play with you. You're stressing me out too much.
It's all about the mindset.
I'm
yeah.
stressed out because then we played this other game that I've never heard of, which is like you have to hit 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
yeah.
6, 7, 8, 9
the order
in a row.
Of it, yeah.
You have to hit whatever. So then we did that. So pretty much this is how every game started. I would break and then he would hit 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, maybe 8. And then he would pretend to miss at 9 and then I would go
See, I don't like that at all.
No,
I don't
I didn't
like
it either. It wasn't
first of
fun.
All, as soon as he realized that you weren't kidding.
I know.
That you are bad.
Yeah.
Or
hey.
Just not as... not yeah. as... good as he expected.
As good as he is.
Then he should have been like, okay, well then let's, I mean, if he coaches to be like, okay,
he
let's
did.
Play.
And let
like,
me say, he did help me with my form.
Okay.
And with some of my shots. But at the same time, I say to you, it could have been so fun if somebody had been fun. And it was so not fun because I could tell that, like, I mean, I was laughing up a storm. I was having the time of my life. There was nothing funnier to me than, like, because also people were coming up to him.
Left
like
and they
right.
knew him.
Yeah. He's in a tournament on Saturday.
How many tournaments are these guys you're seeing?
So many tournaments. Everyone's in a tournament. So it's like, oh, they're talking about the tournament. He's talking about this guy. This guy's coming up to him. He like knows other people there. And I'm like, how funny is it that I'm here?
You're right.
With the pros.
A charity case.
Stinking up the tables. Because sometimes I'm noticing that people were going to like, were watching like when we were playing,
of
which
course.
I was like, this
like,
is hilarious. Absolutely. And then I was like, come on, Jesse, like, you can hit the shot. And then it would be like worse than I could have ever imagined. And I'd be like, God damn it.
Yeah, no, that's horrible. That's absolutely horrible.
It was pretty stressful.
That's bad.
But it was still like.
But funny. It's funny because you can't, you have to laugh about it. What's the alternative? Being upset by it? No.
No.
It's not worth it.
Very like weird and funny.
Yeah. Well, I love it. Well,
yeah, but it is good to pay attention with how people make you feel, right? Like someone could have made me feel like this. It's so fun. It can be so funny to be bad at something, to play a game. And it's so funny when somebody makes it feel like that's wrong or that's not good.
Or like they're bothered by it.
I mean, that's annoyed just by psychotic. It. Yeah. I'm like, then don't go on dates, you psychopath.
Right?
There's a girl in the front who's crushing it.
Go hit on her. Oh,
she's wearing a blazer. She looks hot as fuck. Yeah, I was like, I'm sure she wouldn't.
Yeah.
I'll hit on her.
Yeah.
But, exactly. You know, she also seems nice. I bet she'd be nicer. Yeah. So it was very funny, though. So I did go on that date, and that was just humbling.
Well, you did it. And you got a little practice out of it. Might not have been the best practice.
I did.
But if he did give you some tips on form or whatever, then you got something out of it.
I did. I got some tips on form, some tips on hitting, some tips on.
And let me also, because you went to the city for him, right?
I did.
Okay. So he also made you go to his playing ground.
No, he didn't.
But he knows everyone there.
Yeah. I guess it was Amsterdam.
Billiards,
yeah, it's like in this, he lives in Brooklyn and I'm in Queens, so he was like in the middle, but then apparently that's like his, he goes there a bunch.
Well, that's what I'm saying, it's his playing ground, like that's where, so it's he's cool guy.
Yeah,
he gets
well,
to be cool
it didn't
guy.
Work on me.
Well, no, but I mean that kind of, that bothers me.
I had so many other fish to fry. I could care less. Well, to be honest, when someone would come up to him, I'd be like, hit quickly so he doesn't see.
To be done with it. Done with
I'd
it.
I'd be like, I almost got it in. It was close.
Oh,
it's
so
your
close.
Turn.
I'm so sorry you missed it.
So
that
close.
Time was so close.
That time, we all thought it was going to go in.
Okay, well, I do have an article that I want to run through real quick in preparation for your date tonight.
Thank you.
And I have matched with someone on Bumble. Excuse me. I went on Bumble and one fella, I'm of course a day late in responding, but I will get to it. And I have a meetup on Thursday with a field guy, but we'll see. Anywho.
That's great though. Bumble, I feel like it's you got to throw 20 to get one back.
Yeah.
That's just those are my odds.
Yeah. And I also had been I got an email that I had been deactivated. So when I went back on, because it's been so long, it was like 3 years that I've been on. No, they can't be. But it's been over a year that I haven't been on Bumble. And so to reactivate, I just had to simply log in and start clicking. So I didn't expect to match with people initially because no one's seen me. So, but then anyhow, all that to say. I came across an article of 5 questions to ask on a first date and 2 to avoid. Are you ready?
Okay,
I'm
ready.
Notes. Number 1, who was your first crush and what were they like?
That's interesting.
What a question to ask a date. I don't hate that.
I don't hate that either. I mean, my answer is like he was the fastest kid in fifth grade. So it's like, I don't know if that's
but
the
I think
best
that's
reason.
Funny.
But well, it is funny.
I think it's funny. Well, obviously, if it's a childhood
who is your
crush.
First crush? Who is your first who is your first crush? And what were they like?
Well, it was Ben. We had a conversation about our crush.
Oh, no, I know. I'm sorry. I'm just reiterating the question.
Oh, I thought you were curious.
Please don't
answer.
We
answer.
All know it's Ben.
Jesus
and we all
Christ.
Know about the car getting stuck.
Thank you. Crashing. He almost died.
Crashing. He almost died.
Yes. Who was your first crush and what were they like?
And what were they like? Okay, I like that. I like
okay.
that.
Okay. Because you're tapping into what made them who they are. Right? So that's okay. interesting. Like what intrigued them at a young age. Okay. Number two. Yeah.
Okay.
This is a bold question. Who was your first kiss? And where was the most romantic place you ever kissed someone? I don't know if I like the second one.
This one's a lot for
that's
me.
A lot. That's a lot for you.
Because if you ask this question, you're also like, are we kissing
We're
later?
Kissing.
Because I'm not saying this if I
don't want to kiss them.
Yeah, I'd be like, what was your first high five and where did you high five?
You know? Yeah, no, for sure, for sure. I don't hate that, especially if you ask about the first crush, to be like, where was your first kiss? You know, because that, again, is a nostalgia.
And if there's flirty energy, then it's like,
what
oh,
a
my
question.
God. And how did you kiss?
Yes, and then show me. Yeah, I think the second it becomes more where was the most romantic place. I think that can feed into more recent times. And I want to keep it more distant.
I want to keep it distant.
Nostalgia.
I don't want to think of you ever kissing anyone but me. Everyone I date.
Every single person. Okay, number three.
Yeah.
This is an old standard. Tell me two truths and a lie.
Okay. Well, that one's already on my profile.
I know. It's
so
on the profile. I also don't.
I don't
love
like that.
It.
Not in person where you're like,
no,
are we playing icebreaker games?
I know. I know. I'm like, is this
and
our-
also, what's your name and then an animal?
Right. No.
Absolutely.
I simply can't. I
Claire,
simply can't.
Cat.
Cat. Cobra. What? No.
Yeah.
No, cougar, I should say. Number four. What would you do with your life if money didn't matter? Mm-hmm. I don't hate it. It's very generic. But I don't hate
generic.
What they're going after, right?
I don't hate what they're going after.
Right? It says you'll find out how close they are to living their version of it. And it can also reveal how responsible or idealistic someone is around money and life.
I was going to say my answer right now would be like, well, right now I am living like money doesn't matter.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. Something I was talking about with some friends a few weeks ago was what is the job, like the most low stakes job that you would have if money also didn't matter? So like not I want to be charitable, whatever, but like my friend, her example was like, I want to work in a bookstore and like just check people out. Like they say, hey, do you have this book? And
romantic.
She says, yes, here it is. And they leave. Like she doesn't want to run a bookstore. She doesn't want, you know, it's like just that very low stakes interaction. You know, I thought that
I love
was
that
interesting.
Stuff.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, all the jobs that I've loved are like a tour guide or like working with people. Like
I
love
a
to
tour
be
guide.
Around. Yeah, people like in the audience department when I got to meet the audience.
Right.
Like, I love anything where I get to like meet people, especially when they're excited. That's always nice. Not
I
angry.
Know.
You know what I mean?
I
no one's
know.
Like coming to me like, hey, they're like,
I'm
we're in
pissed.
New York. And I'm like,
right.
get on this bus.
No, exactly. No, that so, is fun. I do like tour guide. I do.
Yeah.
I got very annoyed doing that in Yellowstone after two summers because people would come on the boat for essentially arrest and I would be telling them information and be livid they weren't just mesmerized by me.
Oh my god, I had people on the bus who didn't speak English.
Yeah. No, I had many of those.
I find that very calming for all parties.
My favorite was when there would be a full bus of tourists that did not speak English, but they had a translator. So, of course, in my tour, I had like timed bits and routine, right? Of sometimes I would add more or less or whatever. And then to hear it translate, like I obviously just kept it very dry. But then you cannot win over a crowd that way.
No.
Just give up. On that, just be here's the factual information.
Yeah,
enjoy
the jokes aren't
the boat ride. You know, like
the jokes aren't gonna work.
Yeah, no. Okay, number five. Where's your favorite place in the world that you've traveled, or a place you're dying to visit?
Okay, that's a good one. Sure,
that's
a
good one. That is good. I feel like it's so, we've had so many like lists of questions that they start to seem very generic, but the essence I still love, right? Like your favorite place to visit.
Yeah. And sometimes, honestly, I do like, I ask about questions that are present as opposed to like,
if you could,
future or life or like,
So, is that not present? Would you like where would you, if you could
no,
go on
I
vacation
like,
right now, where would it be or something like that?
Oh, no, I like that. I'm saying mine are always like, it's more, it's, I like that that's
versus an old story.
Yeah. Sometimes, honestly, I have to wake up if I am going to go on this date because sometimes I fall off the map with questions.
Well, I'm giving you five.
I know. So
ones,
I got
right?
These are great. These are great.
And they're not, but it, you know, a
they
version
work.
Of them. But let me explain to you two questions that you should not ask.
These are the ones I'm going to
ask. Are you ready?
Okay. Yeah, give it to me straight.
Don't ask anything too specific about their job.
Okay.
How bizarre is that? This will bring up visions of an irritating coworker and ruin the energy of your date.
Oh, this poor schmuck.
I know, right?
I've talked about Excel spreadsheets in bed.
Right. I was about to say that date I went on with the guy, what did we call him? I can't even remember. But the guy that I had connected with years ago, whatever, we went to dinner. I like could not stop asking questions about his job. But I also was not interested, but I was fascinated by his job.
I love to ask. I follow what someone's passionate about. And sometimes people are passionate about their jobs.
Now, listen, we know how to read a room. So that if you ask a question and they seem annoyed by the idea of it, it's like, okay, we don't have to talk about it. Let's move on to something else. Right?
Absolutely.
But like if they enjoy what they do, I'm fully fucking asking questions.
Exactly.
Right? So, idiot. Okay, number two. Anything about the ex. Come on. That's pretty stupid. But what if the ex was the first kiss and they're... is the rub.
Well, I think you can always tell, like, honestly, at this point, if the ex comes up, it's sometimes I'm like, I've only noticed it happens with like people who have been in like long-term relationships.
Absolutely. Because so many
you're like, where did you travel?
Stories, yeah.
Right? They'll be like, me and my, they're gonna say it.
Right.
And then you're like, but I consider it a good sign where I'm like, wow, this person had like a partner, or, you know,
right.
is and- used to like,
and I don't mind a mentioning of the of an ex, because that means you're not harboring some, you know, if it's just like, oh, yeah, then, yeah, my ex-girlfriend or ex-boyfriend,
right.
whatever, like we went and did this thing.
We all know we've all had exes.
Yeah.
No one's a virgin showing up on their first date ever. And
well,
if they are.
And they can be a virgin and also have had relationships.
Right.
Right.
A virgin of relationships.
Of
is
relationships.
More what I mean.
Please be clear. Please be clear. But listen, if they act like Burger and they leave a message and he throws up two middle fingers, then that is an issue.
But if they just
bring them up in response to a question about a time, a place, an action, something, you know?
Yeah, especially if they talk about them highly. Like, those are the things that when you were growing up, my mom was always like, don't talk about an ex. Don't talk about religion. Don't talk about politics, which now I'm like, you better fucking talk about it. I don't want to sit with somebody who, right? Like, so I don't necessarily, I mean, don't talk about how great they were and how much you miss them. But if they were in your life and you're talking about your past.
Right. I think it's another thing. That's fine. I think that article was saying, like, don't ask too many questions, which I get. I'm not going to, like, follow up and be like, tell me about her. You know, like, I'm not.
What was your first kiss with her like?
I know, yeah.
And where was that?
Maybe. I think it's one thing to just, like, share the information. It's another to, like, have those follow-up questions with.
Absolutely.
About them. I'll leave that. I will not. No.
Don't come back.
You can share if you want, but I'm not.
I simply can't.
Not on the first date. Give me a second date and then I'll dig in. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to figure it out. Don't get me wrong. I am a detective.
Yes, I am. And I must know all the details. But
yeah.
Do you feel prepared for your date tonight now?
As prepared as I'm going to be. Truly, right. I'm like, I'm just interested to know which of the men is showing up.
I'm interested in knowing which one's going to show up.
Yeah. So, but I think I'm just reminding myself it can be one drink.
It's one drink and it's, again, a block away.
Exactly. It's one drink and then goodbye. Or it's he's living with me forever.
Or it's happily ever after.
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, the question remains.
Yes.
Do we think that love is out there? I don't think we know.
But when we find it, we'll miss it.
I don't miss you.
How dare you? How dare you?